going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia, and we are fired up to get out to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Speak to our friend Diana Rossini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic. I've been reading what I'm hearing all week. Diana, what's up? How are you? Thanks for making time.
So, as much as I would love to be in Wisconsin, I'm actually in this very cold state of New Jersey. It's probably warmer than it is in New Jersey. So, I'm actually not going out there because I find, and JP, you know me very well, you see me in environments with a lot of people, and I don't have the ability to just lock in and focus on one thing.
Sure.
So I'm not going to be able to do my job if I go out there because I just get too excited. So I'm just locked myself in the office tonight with my TVs, and I'm basically spending today collecting as much info as I can.
Well, dude, one, I think that's really smart. Two, I know you guys have your show tonight at 7:30 on YouTube, so that's why I thought you were out there, because it was like all of you together. But three, I totally agree. Working the draft actually kind of sucks.
You can Zoom that.
Yeah.
Exactly. I am Zooming that. It's exciting. So when I was at ESPN, I was always assigned whatever the top pick was with that team, usually the top, top five, I was with the Giants 1 year, I was with the Titans 1 year.
Weren't you with the Skins one year?
I was. Yeah. Oh my gosh, JP, I'm so glad you brought that up. So you know when like Facebook, oh gosh, I sound so old, but you know when Facebook does like the time hop thing, and it's like, this time 90 years ago, you were doing this. And it was a picture of me over at Redskins Park. And I pressed, it was 5 o'clock this morning. I swear this happened. I pressed play. I was like, oh, I wonder what I was talking about. Guys, I was on ESPN going, guys, today is draft day. And I can tell you, Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder are making the pick tonight. They are picking a quarterback. They want Dwayne Haskins. They are making the decision.
Wow.
Coaching, the coaching staff has nothing to do with this. This is all ownership. Like, but here, the takeaway for me on it wasn't just finding it and seeing it and being reminded of those times. It was, I was saying it so casually.
Right.
Like the world knew. It was like, that's not okay. Like, that's not okay for the owner to be like, you're picking this guy.
Well, in that format, it was okay because that's what they did all the time.
This is a bigger conversation to have another time, too, of just ownership in general. I had a conversation with a head coach the other day, and he definitely had too much time on his hands because we went through every team in football, and we said yes or no on whether or not we believed ownership helped make the decision tonight. And this is him, who's been in the league for years. He said 13 to 14 owners.
Damn.
Isn't that a lot?
That's crazy.
That's a lot. Because you hear about certain guys who are always involved, so you assume those. It makes you wonder who are the people that you don't hear a lot about that are still getting heavily involved.
So he was suggesting, and it makes a lot of sense. He's like, there's layers and levels of influence, right? He's like, you got the owners that they sit there, their body language, you can read them. You can just see from how they're reacting to things, what they want. They may not vocalize it. Then you got the others who will take in all the information and come up with what he thinks you should do, but then allows you to do it, but has suggested who he wants, which we all have bosses. If my boss tells me right now he wants to go write a column at 1 o'clock, I'm going to probably go do it.
Right.
Even if I don't want to. You know, and then you have the others, obviously, who bang on the table and go, you're doing this, and they make the call, you know, and they have all the power. So it is an interesting thing. Times have changed, which brings us to today, because that's not the case. Now, I do think Josh Harris is extremely informed and is a collector of information and is well aware of what's going on and what's happening, and there's really healthy communication. I just don't believe it is the furthest thing from what we know.
Yeah, I think you nailed it there. Extremely well informed. He asks questions. He wants to be in, like, physically in the space of the process, but I don't think in any way is he trying to skew the process. And I think. Yo, it's his money. He cut the $6 billion check. Like, it's cool to want to be involved. I think it's really a pretty healthy way they are running things thus far. I do want to – I know you've got a million rumors for us, and I am fascinated by what players, like current NFL players, are getting traded tonight. Talking with our friend Diana Rossini. You can give her a follow at DM Rossini, RussinI, here via the Rude Guest Hotline. So I follow you on Twitter. I've been reading all the stuff all week. Seems like you're expecting potentially a lot of movement tonight and over the weekend of current NFL players.
Yeah, so we'll just start with probably the overarching name that is going to affect things. And I can tell you there are teams working phones right now to find out what's going on with it. And that's Kirk Cousins, right? So we know he's in Atlanta. He's been demoted. He's sitting there. He showed up for OTAs, credit to him. So he's there. But you heard their general manager, Terry Fontenot, say, you know, we're just going to do what's best for the team. And they've had conversations, that being Atlanta, they've had conversations with Minnesota, the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So when, you know, you look at that, it says, okay, well, if the Browns think that they've got a shot to get in and trade with the Falcons for Kirk Cousins, then that probably takes them out of the quarterback game, at least early, which affects the way some things are going to fall. The Pittsburgh Steelers, from what I can tell right now, I don't have them taking a quarterback at 21. In fact, this morning, I know a few teams that tell me that they're trying to get out. They've been trying to get out this whole time. Since we're talking about Pittsburgh, I'll just throw in real quick, George Pickens is probably one of the bigger names you're seeing as being, I think, reported or even rumored to being shopped. My people there say no. They say that may be there may be some unhappy player activity going on here, but no teams have called the Pittsburgh Steelers at this point to say we want George Pickens. And I don't think they want to do it. So You trade for DK Metcalf, you bring him there. Why would you bring in DK Metcalf and then trade away your other receiver? Then you have another need again. Like they're in a good position on offense, despite the whole quarterback thing, right? And then you have the Aaron Rodgers kind of circling around that. So these are all the other teams that are affecting. These are all the outside stories in a way that may become the story. Which, you know, going back to the Kirk Cousins thing, just to remind you, he has a no trade clause. So from what I understand, if let's just say the Browns call and say, all right, we want to trade with the Falcons for Kirk Cousins. Kirk wants to talk to them. He wants to figure out what the situation is going to be. So I do think if a trade happens, it probably happens a little later this weekend. I don't think it's something we'll see tonight. Of course, I feel like this is the time of year you have to preface everything with, it could. But from what I can gather, you know, it's going to probably be later this weekend, which also tells you the type of compensation they're going to probably get in return, right? If they don't think they can get a second or a third, then they're not going to do the deal until later. They don't need to, right? Because they're not going to be looking for those picks for this draft. So, look, I think these are good stories to just keep an eye on as we're watching this all kind of come together tonight. As I can tell you, teams want to know this. This is the most common question I've been getting. It has been Kirk, because it has these tentacles that are affecting the way these quarterbacks are going to go, and then obviously the way everything else falls.
Does anything happen with Aaron Rodgers?
They're waiting. I mean, you know the same amount I know from Aaron's sharing exactly what's going on, which is he doesn't know what he wants to do. He's got some personal life situation things that he needs to address. The Steelers have been aware of that. They haven't talked to him.
That's crazy.
They're just waiting for this. Then you have, you know, the idea. And when I say idea, this is what people in football think is also going on here, that Aaron may not want to be playing for the Steelers and is waiting for a better opportunity as we get later in the season, right? We got the Minnesota Vikings situation. It's been made very known by them that J.J. McCarthy is the guy, right? This is their young quarterback. He's coming off an injury. They have so much confidence in him. They have completely hitched themselves to him as an organization. They want this to work. But you never know what happens with these things when you're coming off the injury he dealt with. So I think they're going to see how the spring goes, where he's at physically, mentally, and we'll see if they're going to close the door, which is why I think Minnesota is a long shot for Kirk Cousins, but I don't think it's closed. I think they're going to just try to see what happens with JJ. I will say, though, if we see Minnesota perhaps trading, let's just say in the third round for, I don't know, maybe like a Sam Howell and Aiden O'Connell are two quarterbacks that are available, then that tells me they've seen enough from JJ and they're all in. So to go back to your original question, Bri, like, you know, the Steelers don't know anything right now when it comes to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, what a pain in the ass that guy is. We are talking with our friend Diana Rossini from The Athletic here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Give her a follow at DM Rossini, two S's. All right, I got a question for you. What is more likely, that there's a surprise and Shedeur Sanders ends up going top 10, or that there's a surprise and Shedeur Sanders doesn't go in the first round?
The latter.
Really?
The closer we're getting to this thing, Shedeur has fallen. I'm having a hard time finding a team that has him number one on their board and even number two in some situations. Now, that doesn't mean that that's facts. That's just as much info as I've been able to collect on these quarterback needy teams. With knowing who's in on what, and I think the name that I've been hearing the most has been Pittsburgh as of the last 24 hours. I do think Pittsburgh has interest. I just don't think they have interest in him at 21.
Okay.
I think they would rather move out there. I'm not sure what they want to do if they sit, though, if they're unable to get out of there. I know the Saints are in at quarterback. I don't believe the Saints are going for quarterback at 9. In fact, I feel really firm that they're going best player available. And if you want to get real specific, I think it's going to be defense. They're redoing their front. I think they need a pass rusher. Cam Jordan's getting older. There's a lot of stuff going on there. But they need a quarterback. You guys are following this Derek Carr stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Quote.
What is quote. That? Is he hurt?
Okay. He has a shoulder injury. That is truth. He has had shoulder injuries. He's had a rotator cuff problem. We know this. This has been like this is part of his medical history. There's just a peculiar feel to this one at this moment. The timing of all this. The Saints redid his contract, right? And it's very Derek Carr friendly. Like it works for him. It actually hurts the Saints. I just don't believe Derek Carr wants to be there anymore. And Mickey Loomis, the general manager, spoke to reporters yesterday publicly, and he just avoided it. He didn't want to talk about it. So there's just tons of smoke coming out of New Orleans, and unless they think they can fix this, whereas I think most people around the league think that thing's headed to a divorce, which has me thinking now, if the Saints are going to move on from Derek Carr, granted the shoulder injuries out there, if it's real, you got to figure. I wonder if a team calls the Saints about Derek Carr at some point here. And maybe that's a name that we could see over the next few days. So, so in terms of quarterback needy teams, which, you know, the question about Shedeur, none of these teams to me have him ranked high enough for him to go in the top 10.
Wow. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know what I could say firsthand, and Diana, you lived through so much of this. It is so pleasant not to be worried about the Kirk Cousins, Shador Sanders, Derek Carr, Adam Peters even kind of joked about it the other day. He's like, yeah, you know, the one position we're pretty set at is quarterback. We're not too worried about it. Just
yeah, not at all.
What a change.
Everything last year has just been a breath of fresh air. And just even the way they operate, the way they communicate, the way they share with the media. JP, I even saw you guys at, I think it was either Indy or the owners meeting, and you guys were all together covering, you know, the Commanders as a unit, and everyone's getting along. I'm like, what world is this?
Like having lunch.
The relationship between team and media is so healthy, and it's not going to be perfect. And I think fans get that, right? Like, you have a job to do. You're the best at what you do with covering this team, and you ask hard questions because you have to, and it pisses people off. I go through it every day. People are always mad about something. Especially with teams, because they don't want information out, but you have to ask them. But the fact that there seems to be a nice understanding that you have a job to do and they're trying to do something as well, it's probably one of my favorite stories to come out of last season, just how much growth is coming out of Washington in general. And winning certainly helps.
Sure. Absolutely. If Shador's not two on people's boards, is it Dart at quarterback?
Yeah.
Wow. You think Dart's a first rounder?
Someone asked me earlier in New York on their fan, over under 2.5 on quarterbacks going in the first round. I am taking the under on it.
Wow.
Tyler Shuck is a name you should watch, though, which I reported about 2 weeks ago, and it's been a while since I put something out where people started to text me right away around the league, and that was one of them, of like, oh, you know. You know, who told you that? How do you know? Like, he was a little bit of a secret, I think. Teams know about him. He's 26. He had two significant injuries, but he did. People in Louisville just speak the world of his intelligence, and he appears to be the most NFL ready quarterback of all these guys. I had one head coach, AP, who had him ranked over Cam Ward, ranked higher.
Wow.
And this isn't some random head coach that just got the job. He's been in the league for a long time, and he knows, and he's offensive minded, right? So it's like, he's like, I'm telling you, this kid can play. So
what was his injury, Diana?
Back. Twice.
Back twice, and they got him ranked that high? They're not concerned about that?
So I asked that. No, which is, no, it's brought up. Let's not get crazy, right? Like, it's definitely part of his story, but I guess in his workouts, they felt good about where he's at. And obviously, they run their medicals on him. They bring, you know, they all brought him in, the ones that were interested. The Giants went out there to watch him work out, specifically as in like a few days ago, right? I mean, right before Easter, they went out there. So we'll see where he goes. But that could be one of those, when I say surprise, I know we're talking about it now, but that could be one of those, I think the rest of the world will be like, who's Tyler Shuck? But it could happen.
Absolutely. All right. So a lot of quarterback questions. Washington's sitting there at 29. There will undoubtedly be good players available for them at 29. Do you think Washington ends up taking somebody at 29 or trading back?
They're trying to trade back. I can tell you that. Just because I know teams in the second round who have been calling. And here's the thing. I had a general manager tell me this morning, which it's good to just keep in mind as you guys continue to bring people on to talk about it. It's going to start heating up probably like after 2 o'clock today in terms of those calls of like movement. Everyone's addressing the first round right now, or at least the top of it. But Washington was a team that had some calls with teams about wanting to get out. But when you talk about position, let's say they stick because they can't. I mean, I think it's defense here. A corner makes a lot of sense. right? I think they need more on defense than offense for sure. Secondary to edge would just is the most obvious thing to me. It makes the most sense for where they would go. But again, with the limited amount of picks because of all the veteran moves they made, which I what do we grade those moves, by the way? I was thinking about that before I called in. I'm like, I'd give a B minus.
I love the Debo trade. I think they gave up very little. And honestly, by guaranteeing the money makes it easier to get off that next year if it goes sideways. I like the Tunsil. They're really high on it. They had just drafted a kid that played fairly well for most of the season at left tackle, but obviously they think Tunsil's a huge upgrade.
The thing was good, and even just from, I remember when we were breaking that story, trying to figure out what does Houston know that we don't? Right? Like, I always get those feelings when I see players, like even when A.J. Brown was traded to Philly. To Philly. I was like, why? What happened? And sometimes it just turns out that teams are just trying to get ahead. In some way, sometimes it works, right? It did not work for Tennessee. I think it was Treylon Burks.
Yeah.
They drafted in that year, and that flamed out. You take those risks, and look, Philadelphia wins the Super Bowl. So, sorry, I didn't mean to rub that in the face, Commander fans. I didn't mean it that way. Love you guys. So, no, I think in terms of where the position they're in and the moves they've made, I know for a fact from talking to people in Washington, they're comfortable with where they're sitting at. I know they want more picks, so trading back makes sense.
We'll see if they get them.
See what happens.
We're going to let you go. I know how busy you are. Thank you for the time. We'll be following on social and reading all your stuff.
Have a fun day.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Thanks, guys. This was fun. I enjoy talking. I've been doing radio all morning, and you guys are just a pleasure. That's all. I wish I could have a cold beer with you right now, actually. It's not even 1 o'clock, and I'm talking about having a cocktail. I apologize.
Hey, 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. I think it's going to be a busy night. You're going to be all over it. We'll be watching. Thank you for making time. I know you're slammed.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, Diana. Take care.
Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Give her a follow at DM Rossini. Let's go over some of that stuff, the quarterback stuff particularly. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.